I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Who gives a fuck about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
2:38 on the sweet spots. And yes, it is that time to talk to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, a Marconi winner, one-third of the Courage Boys in the Morning. It is time for some afternoon job. And Ham, I believe this is sponsored?
Globe Life.
Girl. Thank you, Globe Life. And Jub, do you read me?
Hey, hey, sweet spot. Come in.
What's up?
Well, we are at Zaxby's in Fort Worth as the ticket takeover rolls on. The hard line will be here with Why Today Doesn't Suck. They'll be here till 7 tonight. But how are you?
I almost rolled over there. I almost went and did an in-person appearance, but I had to go to a doctor's appointment for my foots.
Oh, your foots?
What'd you do?
I don't know. Something's wrong with my left foot.
Is it swollen or itchy?
Yeah. I think it's plantar fasciitis related.
Oh, so you're like Sean McVay, who tore his plantar fascia on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, same kind of thing. And I've had it before, but I'm afraid I've had a rupture.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what you did to first cause it? Running some routes?
Yeah, running routes.
Yeah.
I had it pretty bad like 10, 15 years ago, and then it went away. And now just recently it's come back, and yeah, it's bad.
Did you
but
run
that's
some
enough
routes?
About me.
Did you run routes at Lincoln this past weekend? On the field before the game?
No, I did get to go down to the locker room area after the game and talk to my son. My daughter-in-law got to go down on the field before the game. That is a great place, by the way, Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, you've called the game there, but that was your first fan experience at the stadium, right?
Yes, yes. And just like in 92 when I called the North Texas game there, everybody there couldn't have been nicer back then, and it's the same way when you're a visiting fan. They just say, "Hey, welcome to Nebraska. Where are you from?" And yeah, they just couldn't be more accommodating. Really nice people.
And speaking of, you go into the doctor, and you know the rough week. Did you hear about Shoddy's week? And yes, I said Shoddy, Brian Schottenheimer. I don't know if we're call him there. Nickname.
Yeah, and I was wondering what kind of snake it was that bit his dogs. I bet it was a copperhead.
I wonder, and I don't think any of us heard about this until after the game, but he mentioned, we don't have to play at him, but he mentioned his mom, who was in town to watch his first game at home, she broke her arm at the airport.
Yeah.
And then
old people fall. That's a thing.
It's sad.
And honestly, it's better that it's her arm and not
a hip
or anything like that. That's certain.
Yeah. It makes it seem like it's okay. She's going to be okay. But yeah, she's turning 83. And then just kind of out of nowhere, he mentioned, yeah, and we had to take our dogs to the vet because his two dogs were bitten by snakes.
Yeah.
And
same snake?
I've had that happen out here in the country.
And I want to know more about these snake bites. Like, nobody followed up. That's why we need David Moore to come out of retirement, because I know he would ask about, okay, what kind of snakes are they? Did you get the snakes? Are they poisonous? I'm pretty sure the dogs are okay, because he did give a shout-out to the vet. But yeah, and you live out in snake country,
yeah.
George, so do you encounter the copperhead?
You know, it's been a while, but we used to have a dog named Hank, Hanky Doo.
Hank the bird
and,
dog.
And he had a fight song that went, "Well, I know a hound dog, and his name is Hank. He runs around the yard so fast he never will tank, and he is my favorite hound dog. That's why we call him Hank." May he rest in peace.
Oh, R.I.P. It wasn't because of a snake, right? That's not what.
No, but he was bitten 3 separate times, and every time I felt so bad for him, I took him to the vet, and all they would do was like give him an IV and give him what they call a flush and to try to get the poison out. But the last time he got bit right on the snout.
Oh, no.
Which, oh, no.
Yeah.
Snoot?
And then that's why I was really worried about him, because it's so close to his dog brain. But he was fine. But his head it was so swollen it looked like a bowling ball.
Oh, jeez.
Poor Hank.
Yeah, I felt so bad for him. So from what I've heard, unless it's like a rattlesnake, I think your dog's going to be okay. My guess was that it was a copperhead, and that's why anytime I see a copperhead, it's a copper dead.
Mm. So when Hank would get bitten like the three times, were you there and saw it happen, or was he just acting weird after, and then his head's all swollen?
Like, yeah, he was just acting. Yes, he was acting really lethargic, and then I guess really two of the times were somewhere on his head. I just know the last time was on his snout because you could see the wound. But his thing was he was always after either frogs or lizards.
Oh, yeah.
And as he was going after them, the snake would usually get him.
Another reptile would take him down. Well,
reptile.
I hate to hear that, but
R.I.P. Hank.
He was a good boy. He was.
Yeah, he was a good boy.
So I do want to transition over to something that you guys broke to me this morning. The
What's
great
that?
Robert Redford has passed away at the age of 89. And Junior seemed pretty impacted by this. And I'm curious what movie you associate him with, because you're a little older than us. But for me, I think I watched The Natural upwards of 70 or 80 times growing up.
Yeah.
We had it on VHS. And
That was the movie that I mentioned this morning. I thought, to me, he just jumped off the screen in that. He was just so good. And yeah, The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, all those movies. Any movie he was in, he was just great. I know people liked him, I guess, because he was really good looking, but I think he was a really good actor.
Yeah, he was like the Brad Pitt of his era. And then, of course, they were together in Spy Game, the early aughts. That was a very underrated movie, if you
see, I need to see that. And there's several that I have not seen, and I was thinking about that on the way home today. I'm going to try to watch a Robert Redford flick a week, just to get...
All right.
Especially the ones I haven't seen. But also
tribute.
To revisit, like we were talking about, I guess he directed A River Runs Through It.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've only seen that once or twice, and it's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's a good movie. It's a little long. It's 2 hours.
It's out of Africa. There's some
slow.
Long ones.
I mean, it's a two-hour movie, but it feels slow. But
yeah,
there's
I just like fly fishing, though. And I remember that really inspired me to fly fish at some point in my life, which I have. I have done.
Good. That's good. Also, did you get what I tweeted you the other day? The
man.
Colts mascot
Blue
doing the hip thrust is
just the best mascot. Okay. Several things on Blue. Number one, Cam Byron has the best celebrations going, without question. The fact that he did that was just off the charts great. But if you also watch, you know, the Colts got the re-kick because of leverage on Denver. I think they tried a 60-yarder at first.
Yeah,
and then they got to move it up 15 yards because of leverage. But if you watch the missed 60-yarder, Blue is right under the uprights and he collapses.
Yep. And then on the make, he's doing the hip thrust again.
Yeah, and then he's doing the greatest celebration in the NFL. And then I can't remember, Sean, if it was you or a P1 that sent it to me. I guess this last weekend was also mascot versus Little League game.
We're watching this right now.
We are watching it now, and the mascots are taking no prisoners.
Oh,
they look
gosh.
Like athletes, and they're running an offense with motion.
Yes, and they just trucked those poor kids.
I think it was Blooper at one point that just threw the nastiest stiff arm at this one kid. Just throws him to the ground.
I don't think that mascot team has ever lost. I just think they throttle and run it up on the kids every year.
Oh, I need to find the stiff
Having
arm.
The inflatable Blue at the back end of the secondary is... That's
yeah,
a questionable
he's out of position.
Decision. Yeah, you don't
we
want
to get him
Donovan
up as
Wilson,
a three technique
three.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, who's better, Inflatable Blue or Dono? Oh,
there goes his dance. Oh, Blue is greatness. I love
he
that we
is.
Get something new mascot related to talk
I know.
About every week. It's like, oh, okay, this will probably be it for mascot talk. And then, oh, here we go. We have kids playing mascots.
It's like we're
again.
Having a kicker renaissance.
Yeah.
We're also having a mascot renaissance in sports.
I do think we're having, what'd you call it, Sean, a kickassance?
Kickassance, yes.
Yeah, I do. And I think that's a we've talked about it sporadically. We haven't done like a full segment on it. But I think that would be a really interesting conversation as to what has happened, because I think it's a combination of things from the operation. I mean, I saw it firsthand. Both of my kids were deep snappers. They went to deep snapper camps, and especially the one that went to college really worked on his craft and was really good at it. So the operation is really good, and except for the one South Bend. So that part of it's good, and I think the soccer growth in this country, I think more kids are playing soccer, so you have a deeper pool, and I just think we have more kickers, and they're more athletic.
Well, George, we'll find another funny mascot video. I'm sure something will happen this weekend, and we can laugh, have some fun next Tuesday, same time.
Man, no one can outplay Blue. Right now, he is, in the weekly rankings, he is ranked number one.
Okay.
He's greatness. All right, George, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys, have some chicken.
There he goes, George Dunham. A lot of chicken here at Zaxby's in Fort Worth. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.